Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Wow, thank you, Soul Shine Band. Let's give them another round of applause. Thank you for lifting our spirits. Are you all spirit lifters?
Yes.
That's our job, is to lift the spiritual energy around us. And we're going to delve a little deeper into that today. Before we do, now's the time you take out your phone and go to the church app, if you have it. And you can take notes. Let me know how it works, those of you who are doing it. All righty. 2 weeks ago, we began this series that we're wrapping up today. A fresh start, new beginnings. It's a new year. It is time for a fresh start. It is time for new beginnings. And we explored the idea 2 weeks ago of letting go, releasing our attachments to the past, embracing renewal, and stepping into a new chapter in our life and in our experiences. And then last week, we explored the steps of creation and how that process begins inside of us. All of the world that we see around us begins within us. When we want to create something new, we must first have what? We must first have an image of what it is we want to create, to bring about. And those of you who attended SoulShare last Sunday evening went deeper with that process and became aware of the seven steps of creation that we use in Unity. And I invite you to join us tonight when we will go deeper into today's lesson. We do that every Sunday. It's a good opportunity to really, really get into the meat of what we talk about in a brief period of time on Sunday morning. Today, we continue that journey by asking, how do we keep moving forward in cooperation and in partnership with Spirit? Our title is Walking with Spirit. And walking with Spirit is more than just an inspiring concept. It's a way of life. It's an ongoing dynamic relationship that shapes how we navigate the world's challenges, how we navigate personal challenges, and how we make decisions and live our life with intention and purpose. It's really all about remembering. Remembering that moment by moment, we are not walking this path alone. We're walking with Spirit. We're in partnership with the creative energy of the universe itself. Can you imagine that? I love it when people say, well, I can't do that. But you're in partnership with that which created an entire universe. You can't lose if we take each step one at a time. So let's explore three principles that we use in this process. The first is trusting the guidance. Trusting that the universe, God, divine mind, whatever you want to call it, knows what's happening, knows what's unfolding, has an image. In fact, the only thing it has is the image of perfection. And our purpose, our job, is to walk with that, to walk with that guidance, to trust that guidance in bringing that idea of perfection, what we call heaven or divine mind, higher consciousness, into manifestation in earth or our own human consciousness. So we trust guidance. Next, we walk in faith. And then we live in alignment with love and purpose. As we do that, and as we go forward today, I invite you to reflect on your own journey. Maybe if you're using the app, you want to put some notes in there. Reflect on your own life's journey and ask yourself, what is it that Spirit is calling me to do? What is it? We live in very interesting times, wouldn't you say? But the neat thing about these interesting times is it is the moment when we can step into who and what we came here to be. It is the golden opportunity that we incarnated right now, right here, to accomplish something wonderful. So let's begin with our first principle, trusting guidance. Trusting the guidance that Spirit knows where we're going. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, just trust God. That's what I grew up. Only there was never any exploration or explanation about what that meant. Well, that's what we're going to talk about now. It's that peace I never got growing up. I was taught just take it on blind faith and trust God. In unity, we say, yes, take it on faith, not blind faith. Take it on faith with your eyes and mind and heart wide open and trust the universe. This sounds simple, but it's one of the most challenging aspects of living there is. Why? Because trust requires us to do something that's very difficult, especially if you're a Taurus like me, and that is letting go of control and leaning into the unknown. Leaning into the unknown. Well, that's a little scary. I have my own personal kind of vision statement, if you will, for my life ever since I first heard it many years ago, that if you walk to the edge of the universe and step off, it will expand. But that requires a phenomenal amount of trust, because that stepping off is stepping off into the unknown, the unseen. We may have an idea and no idea how to make it manifest. Imagine this. Imagine you're walking through a dense fog where you can only see one step ahead. You don't know exactly where you're going. Anybody ever hiked in a dense fog, especially up in the mountains? You don't know if you're going to step off that cliff. You can only see the next step, but you trust the path will appear as you move forward. That's what it's like to trust Spirit. It's about taking one faith-filled step at a time, even when the destination is not clear. We have an idea of what we want, where we're going, but it's not totally clear. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. And sometimes we don't know where we're going. We don't even know what's going on around us. Think about our world right now with the politics, the economics, the social structure, the culture, human rights. It's all of the things that are in our faces right now and in the top of our consciousness. And it's pretty foggy, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. Or do you all have know something I don't? It's pretty foggy. And it's kind of dank and dark, or maybe even worse. But trusting guidance says that despite what it looks like, the sun will shine, light will return, and we will emerge at an even higher level than we entered this experience at. But we can only see one step in front of us. And that step, for us, is to trust. Trust Spirit. That step is to be a light in the midst of that fog. That step is to hold to the powers of love and faith and imagination. We don't often talk about that. Love and faith, sure. We're going to talk about a whole lot more about love next month. But what about imagination? Imagination is one of the most important tools we have. Because with it, we create an image of what we want. We can create an image in cooperation with Spirit of what already exists in Spirit and is waiting to be made manifest through us. We tap into divine ideas, trusting that within those divine ideas, something better is waiting to be birthed. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore said this, divine ideas are the foundation of reality. But they start as ideas, and yet they are the foundation of reality. When we trust Spirit, we're guided by divine wisdom to take steps that align with truth. In any decision, we can look at it one of two ways. We can look at the facts, the intellectual part of it, and say A plus B must equal C. Or we can turn within. We can align with Spirit and look at what Spirit has for that and say A plus B equals something unbelievable, something magnificent, something more greater and grander than anything we could imagine. And even when we can't see the whole picture, we can see the next step. So how do we build this trust? How do we learn how to trust divine guidance? Well, one way is through our spiritual practices, prayer and meditation. That is the rock upon which we build everything we do in unity and really in life. Because even if you don't pray, you're praying. You all heard the saying, my words are prayers. Anytime you say anything and make any kind of a statement, negative or positive, it's a prayer. Divine guidance guides us to make statements that empower, that create, that build up. Myrtle Fillmore said this, prayer is not about asking for things. It's an affirmation of truth that puts us in harmony with divine law. In unity, we don't pray, God, give me this. God, come down and fix this. God, do that. God works through us. We pray, this is, and then whatever it is. I am health and wholeness. I am love expressing. I am abundantly blessed. I am creating a world of love and harmony. We have been given the power on earth to create what it is that is good and true and beautiful. When we pray, we're not just seeking answers. We're aligning ourselves with divine wisdom. Take a moment now and ask yourself, when was the last time I felt Spirit nudging me? Good. Wonderful. If it was today, that's fantastic. It should be all the time when we're awake and listening. But ask yourself this. You don't have to answer out loud, although you can if you want. When you were nudged by Spirit, did you trust that nudge or did you hesitate? Walking with Spirit asks us to lean into the trust. Even when it feels uncomfortable, and I would say especially when it feels uncomfortable, I've discovered something about that. You know, on our human level, we seek comfort. But I have discovered that growth happens when I'm uncomfortable. Miracles occur when I lean into the discomfort. When Spirit says, do this, and it's like, oh, no, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. But if I step into that and say, okay, I'll trust, something amazing happens. Anybody else ever have that experience? Yes. When you, everything in your human consciousness said no, 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 and you did it anyway? Walking in faith then is our next step. Because we have to have faith to walk into that discomfort, to walk with that energy that it may not feel good, that may be calling us and pushing us to move out of our comfort zones. Walking in faith is about taking action. Trust is about listening to Spirit. Walking in faith is taking action, stepping forward even when that path does feel uncertain. Many of you have read or heard about Eric Butterworth, powerful unity minister years ago. He once said, faith is the key to life. It is the power that opens the door to the unseen realm. In his own life, he faced periods of uncertainty early in his ministry. We all do. There are those moments where, are you sure I should be doing this? Eric didn't know how things would work out. He wasn't even sure he was going to make it. But he chose to walk in faith, trusting that Spirit would provide. And it did. It did. It provided through people, it provided resources and opportunities he could never have predicted. 3 years ago, we were kind of in the same place. It's like, are we even going to survive? But we trusted, and we walked in faith. We leaned into it, and here we are. You're going to find out this has been a great, great year. Thanks to all of you and your trust in faith. What is faith? It's kind of like a compass. Faith does not eliminate mountains, but it keeps us pointed in the right direction. That's an important one. If you're taking notes on the app, this is where you want to put a note. In fact, I think it's a fill in the blank. No? Okay. Faith is like a compass. It does not eliminate the mountains, but it keeps us pointed or oriented to true north. It reminds us that we're moving in the right direction, even when the road ahead feels steep. Paul, who struggled with this throughout his whole life, wrote in 2 Corinthians, "We walk by faith and not by sight." I promise you, there were a lot of times Paul was not walking with clear vision. But he trusted. And he said, "We walk by faith, not by sight." Faith is not blind optimism. Faith is a deep inner knowing that Spirit is working through us. Myrtle Fillmore said it this way: faith is the perceiving power of mind linked with the ability to shape substance. We often forget that second part of that. We think faith is the perceiving power of the mind, and we forget linked with the power or the ability to shape substance, which means that faith is more than just believing. It's an actual power, and we can use it to shape the world around us. Faith allows us to co-create with Spirit. Ask yourself this: where in my life is Spirit calling me to step out in faith? Maybe it's pursuing a dream, healing a relationship, or saying yes to an opportunity. Whatever it is, remember that once you start to walk, the way will appear. Once you step to go to the edge of your universe and step off, it will expand. And finally, walking with Spirit is about living in alignment with divine love and purpose. It's not just about personal growth. It's about how we show up in the world as vessels of love, of peace, of compassion. We all want the world to change. We all want the world to be more loving, to be more in harmony, to be more uplifting and empowering and equal. How do we do that? It ain't going to happen through any government. It happens through us. As we rise up, we lift up those around us. As those around us rise up, we are lifted up. That's what Jesus was talking about when it says, "If I am lifted up, I draw all others unto me," in the good King James English that he did not speak. But that wasn't ego talking. He was not saying, "Put me up on a pedestal." He was saying, if the I am, that Christ within you, is lifted up, you lift up everyone around you. As one of us grows, we all grow. Charles Fillmore wrote this: "The highest and best work of humanity is to express perfection within us." Our job is to express the perfection that is already within us. And when we align our actions with Spirit, we not only fulfill our purpose, but we become a blessing to others. I once knew somebody right here in this church who said, "I want to do something to help those people on the street that are hungry." She didn't know how she was going to do it. She didn't know she could make a difference, but she stepped out on faith, and she started doing it. She trusted the nudge, and over time, her work had a ripple effect, not only changing the lives of the people she was serving, but deepening her own sense of purpose with connection with Spirit. So how do we put this into practical application? Living in alignment with Spirit asks us, how can I be an expression of love today? How can I bring my unique gifts to the world? Because I have unique gifts. You all have unique gifts. We came into this world, each of us, with a specific, unique gift to share with the world. How can we bring it out? How can we share it? When we ask ourselves these questions, Spirit shows us the way. Ask and you shall receive. Ask, how can I do this? How can I walk in alignment with Spirit? Guided by love, grounded in truth, and empowered to shine my light. Well, one of the ways we do it is through affirmations. We make it firm in our consciousness. Let's do an affirmation together. I'll say each part and then you repeat it. I walk in alignment with Spirit.
I walk in alignment with Spirit.
Guided by love.
Guided by love.
Grounded in truth. And inspired by purpose.
And inspired by purpose.
You just did an affirmation. That's how you do it. So to recap, let's remember the three principles of walking with Spirit. Trust the guidance of Spirit. Walking in faith even when the way isn't even clear. And living in alignment with love and purpose. And so this week, I invite you to take one intentional step toward walking with Spirit. Tune into that nudge. If you're here today and you're breathing, I hope you're breathing. If you're here today and breathing, Spirit is nudging you, calling you to do something. It doesn't have to be big. In fact, I would encourage you to start with something small, because that's how we build that muscle. And really, it's the small things done over and over and more and more and more that do make the big changes. So take one intentional step toward walking with Spirit. Maybe it's starting your day with a moment of prayer or meditation. Saying yes to something that's outside of your comfort zone. Or finding a way to serve others in love. Whatever it is, trust that Spirit is walking with you every step of the way. You want to do another affirmation?
Yes.
Some of you. All right. With each step I take,
I walk hand in hand with Spirit.
I trust the guidance.
I walk in faith.
And I align my life with divine love. If you have the church app, this is already on your app.
Yes.
If you don't have it, you can watch this over again on Facebook if you want to pick up the affirmation again. So may you walk forward this week in faith, in love, and in joy, knowing that Spirit is always with you. And then getting your burrito and coming back in here for our annual meeting. And if you really want to go deeper with these, join us at 6:30. Maybe that's what Spirit is nudging you to do. Come back at 6:30. I know it's been twice at church. Yeah, it's all right. It's cold out there. There's nothing else to do. And you can come informally. You can change your clothes into whatever you wear around the house. Just wear something. We gather in a circle and we share and we experience and we go deeper with this. It's the opportunity to really practice this. So I invite you to come back and remember, walk forward this week in faith, love, and joy, knowing that Spirit is always with you, all the time, right here, tomorrow, and forever. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.